ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 45, Text 14 to 23. So we will recite Text 14, Chapter entitled Krishna Rescues His Teacher's Son. Text 14. मयि भृत्य उपासीने भवतो विबुधादय बलिं हरन्ति अवनतः किम् उताने नराधिपः मयि भृत्य उपासीने भवतो विबुधादयः बलिं हरन्ति अवनतः किम् उत्तानये नराधिपः मयि भृत्य उपासीने भवतो विबुधादयः बलिं हरन्ति अवनतः किम् उतानये नराधिपः। Mataji's Mai Pasine Bhavato Mai Bhakti Upasine बलिं हरन्ति अवनतः ट्रान्स्लेशन् एण्ड् पर्पोर्ट् बै द डिसैपल्स् आफ् हिस् डिवैन् ग्रेस् ए सि भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद् ट्रान्स्लेशन् सिन्स् ऐ एम् प्रेसेण्ट् इन् योर् एण्टारेज् एस् योर् पर्सनल् अटेण्डेण्ट् आल् द डेमिगाड्स् एण्ड् अदर् एक्साल्टेड् पर्सनालिटीस् will come with heads bowed to offer you tribute. What then to speak of the rulers of men? Purport. Lord Krishna again assures Ugrasen that he should confidently take the throne. So we'll continue with text 15 to 23. Translation. The Lord then brought all his close family members and other relatives back from various places to which they had fled in the fear of Kams. He received the Yadus, Vrishnis, Andakas, Madhus, Dasharahas, Kukuras and other clans with due honor. And he also consoled them, for they were weary of living in foreign lands. Then Lord Krishna, the creator of the universe, resettled them in their homes and gratified them with valuable gifts. the members of these clans, protected by the arms of Lord Krishna and Lord Sankarsan, felt that all their desires were fulfilled. Thus they enjoyed perfect happiness while living at home with their families. Because of the presence of Krishna and Balaram, they no longer suffered from the fever of material existence. Every day these loving devotees could see Mukunda's ever cheerful lotus face, which was decorated with beautiful, merciful, smiling glances. Even the most elderly inhabitants of the city appeared youthful, full of strength and vitality, for with their eyes they constantly drank the elixir of Lord Mukunda's lotus face. Then, O exalted Parikshit, the Supreme Lord Krishna, the son of Devaki, along with Sri Balaramji, approached Nanda Maharaj. The two lords embraced him and then addressed him as follows. Krishna and Balaram said to Nanda Maharaj, O father, you and Mother Yashoda have affectionately maintained us and cared for us so much. Indeed, parents love their children more than their own lives. They are the real father and mother who care for as they would their own sons. Children abandoned by relatives unable to maintain and protect them. Now you should all return to Braj, dear father. We shall come to see you, our dear relatives who suffer in separation from us, as soon as we give some happiness to your well-wishing friends. Purport. The Lord here indicates his desire to satisfy his dear devotees in Mathura, Vasudev, Devaki and other members of the Yadu dynasty, which for so long had been separated from him during his stay in Vrindavan. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Khadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatham Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutare Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Debe Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Bhas Adi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatharinam. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I seek the blessings of all the exalted assembled devotees so that we can speak on this most wonderful subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam and on this most holy, auspicious day. So seeking the blessings and permission for our own purification, we'll just speak briefly. So in this beautiful section where Krishna is pacifying or reassuring Ugrasen Maharaj in the first verse which we read, that since I am there with you, all the demigods, everyone will be there, so do not worry. And then Krishna brings all the Vrishnis, the Andakas, the Madhus, the Dasharas, the Kukuras, all those dynasties which had hidden in the fear of Kamsa, and all the others, those who have gone to different places and they have been hiding over the years after the killing of Kamsa, they were all brought and they were very, very happy. As Sukadeva Goswami is saying, the creator of the universe rehabilitated them or resettled them in their home. So one who is the creator of the universe, what difficulties for him to resettle them in their own homes. So Krishna arranged for their wonderful homes and gave them assurances. And then Sukadeva Goswami describes the condition of the people there, that even the most elderly citizens of the inhabitants of there appeared youthful, full of strength, vitality, just by seeing the beautiful face, lotus face of Sri Krishna, Mukunda, one who is giver of liberation, Mukh Ambuj. Seeing the beautiful nectarian face, the lotus-like face of the Supreme Lord, gave them the strength, the vigor, the energy, the youth. So that is what the beauty of Krishna's. This, by seeing, by being in presence of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, one experiences the true happiness, the true satisfaction, great vitality. Dukh shok ashru shagar vishoshanam. That is Krishna's smile. The third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes that just by having the meditation on Krishna's smile dries away the ocean of the sorrow which each one of us is immersed being in the material world. So that is just by being in presence of Krishna's smile, just by being under His care, as Sukadeva Goswami describes here. Because of the presence of Krishna and Balaram, they no longer suffered from fever of material existence. Otherwise, this material world, high fever at all times. Sometimes we may pick it up, sometimes we may not. But we are all, nobody can deny that we are not suffering in this material world, as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would put it in that Charaneka circus story. Everyone is saying, I am happy, when asked, how are you doing? I am fine, thank you. The boss is troubling, the wife is troubling, the finances are short, traveling cup 3 hours in the train. And how are you? I am fine, happy, thank you. So that is, the suffering is there. But here Sukadeva Goswami is saying that every day these loving devotees which see Mukunda's ever cheerful lotus face, and thus by that they were completely satisfied and happy. So that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is offering us, the same lotus face of Krishna, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Just by being in touch with Srimad Bhagavatam, we can experience, or we should experience, that cheerfulness. And then in the later verses, Sukadeva Goswami describes how Krishna actually approaches Sri Nanda Maharaj. So one of the very touching scenes where Krishna now goes to Sri Nanda Maharaj and tells him that now you go back. They have been raising Krishna and Balaram so much more dear than their own lives. As Krishna himself is saying, that the parents love their children more than their own lives. That's a fact. I can tell one of my small experiences which I had when I had gone a couple years back for my mother's heart surgery was there. I remember very strongly that memory is etched as
Krishna is saying here. So I remember that the surgery happened the morning and afternoon, and then evening they bring, she was a little bit conscious, so the doctors called to see that she's all right, we did the right thing. And then next day morning when she became fully conscious, so they called for me, the doctors, and then I go there, and it was like open heart surgery, quite a serious surgery, and all the tubes all over the body and the face and everything. And as soon as I go, she's conscious for the first time after that whole intense surgery. And the first thing she asked me, or she pointed out, is, "Did you have your breakfast?" That was quite a shocking thing for me to see. She went through such a severe, intense surgery. But then the first thought, as Krishna is saying, parents love their children more than their own lives. So that is. So therefore then, to see off Nanda Maharaj was very, very great. Like a sacrifice or great, very, very touching scene which happens here when Krishna tells Nanda Maharaj, and in later verses we see he offers gifts also to them. That's even more, even hurting. He is telling Nanda Maharaj to go and then offering some gifts and everything. So that is a beautiful episode. Of course, different acharyas have elaborately commented on, did Krishna leave Vrindavan or Krishna never leaves Vrindavan? Of course, that's a different subject matter. But Srila Prabhupada in the Krishna book very beautifully summarizes this whole episode by saying that Krishna never left Vrindavan, but his presence in Mathura was required. So now one can, so different acharyas, but Prabhupada very simply puts it like this. So with this, there is also today very, very auspicious occasion of most appearance day of Shri Radha Raman Dev, the appearance day of Shripad Madhavendra Muri, Madhavendra Puripad, the appearance day of Srila Srinivas Acharya, and the disappearance day of Parameshwari Das Thakur, and also the water and swing pastimes of Krishna. It's a very, very holy day. So with whatever little time and qualification we have, we'll little just discuss some of these things. And just for our purification, because it's not our fully qualified to speak about all these great exalted personalities, but just by discussing about these great personalities and their pastimes, we can learn from their leelas, we can, just by remembering them, we can just get purified. As for Parameshwari Thakur, Kaviraj Goswami describes, he was one of the 12 Gopals in Krishna Leela. And Vrindavan Das Thakur Chaitanya Bhagavat says that anyone who just remembers Parameshwari Thakur, he will soon get Krishna's lotus feet. So therefore, just by remembering these great personalities is purifying. That is just the power of these personalities. Just their remembrances purifies our hearts. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his tour to South India, he goes to Srirangam, and as we know, he spends 4 months, probably the maximum time he spent other than Jagannath Priya Navadvipa Sriranga Kshetra, on the request of Sri Vallabha Bhatt and his brothers Trimala Bhatt and Prabodhananda Saraswati. Mahaprabhu spent 4 months every day taking darshan of Ranganath, taking bath in the holy Kaveri. And then Vallabha Bhatt at that time had a very small child. His name was Gopal. And Gopal was very, very attached to Mahaprabhu. He would serve Mahaprabhu every day. Every day Mahaprabhu would actually call him to him after prasad and give him his own remnants. So you can see the fortune of Gopal. And he would serve Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu was leaving after the 4 months of Chaturmas was over, he fainted actually. And Mahaprabhu actually had to revive him. And actually Mahaprabhu stayed a couple of days extra just to console him, just to give him love and care. And then Mahaprabhu initiated him and then instructed him that your parents are getting old, so you take care of them, and after your parents, with their blessings and permission, you should come to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Eventually, of course, when his parents were very aged, they requested him or asked him to go to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Same time, Mahaprabhu had already informed Sripad Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami that Gopal Bhatt will be coming to Vrindavan. Please take nice care of him and give your association and be in his association. So finally he reaches Sri Vrindavan Dham on the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there made very close friendship with Sripad Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And when the news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance came, he was in great agony, great separation from Mahaprabhu. And then later he had a vision that if you want to overcome the grief, you should go to Nepal and take bath there in the holy, Gandaki River, was asked to take bath. So on the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he reached there, and then as he was taking bath in his kamandalu, 12 shaligram shilas came in, and then he thought, what is this? And then he just poured this back into the river, and then again they came in, and then again he poured back, and then again he received those 12 shaligram shilas in his kamandalu, and then he realized maybe it's the Lord's desire. He brings them back to Sri Vrindavan Dham, worships them with great love and care, would travel wherever he would go, because he didn't have a home like Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. So he would travel with those shaligram shilas all over the place. And one time one of the sages came with wonderful ornaments he gave to all the Brajabasis, the sannyasis, the monks there, and he gave off wonderful ornaments and garlands and dresses to Gopal Bhatta Goswami also. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami was thinking on the day of Narsingha Chaturdashi, that is yesterday, he was thinking and meditating how Sri Narsingha Dev, for the love of Prahlad Maharaj, how he can appear from a wonderful pillar. So he was thinking in like that, and that desire was there that all these wonderful ornaments and clothes are there. If the Lord, I also had a form of the Lord, a deity form of the Lord, I would have been able to worship them. So just that desire, he slept that night on the day of Sri Narsingha Chaturdashi, and in the morning when he went to take bath in Sri Jamunaji, and he came back and he saw with all his shaligram shilas, one of the shaligram shilas, the Damodar Shila, appeared in a most beautiful form in the year 1542, the Christian era, appeared in a most beautiful form of Sri Radha Raman Dev. Sri Radha Raman Dev ki cha, most beautiful form, which, and all the Goswamis, when they came to know Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they came, and when they saw the beautiful form of Sri Radha Raman, they were all mesmerized and they all gave the name Sri Radha Raman. And as we know, one of the most beautiful forms of the Lord's, and this was the deity which never actually went out of Vrindavan also, because very small, so they could hide easily, and very, very gorgeous, Prabhupada mentions, very gorgeous worship still goes on to this day, Sri Radha Raman Dev. And very, very beautifully carved, and sometimes even the scientists have come many times to see whether there are some marks of carvings or not, under the supervision of the Sevites, but they couldn't find any marking of being carvings. So most beautiful form, Krishna personally manifest just for the desire, for the pleasure of Sripad Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And one of the most illustrious disciples of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, which personally Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to initiate, was Sripad Srinivas Acharya, whose appearance day is also today. Srinivas Acharya was born in a village called Chakhandi in Bengal, and his father Gangadhar and Lakshmi Priya and mother, beautiful pastime of his father also, Gangadhar Pandit. He was there at the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was hearing about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. He knew Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He had a deep desire to go and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but that time, somehow because of familial responsibilities and other things, he could never travel to Navadvip and see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But his longing was increasing when he was hearing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from different devotees who were there nearby, Narahari Sarkar and others. And then finally he decided to go to Sri Navadvip Dham, and on the way when he was in Katwa, he came to know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gauranga Sundar, is there in Katwa and he's going to accept sannyas now. And when he heard, he was thinking, why is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going to take sannyas? Renounce order is meant for the people of this age to renounce who are attached to this familiar affections. But why is our Lord Gaur Sundar accepting sannyas? He couldn't fathom that with great ecstasy and pain. But he was excited that he's going to see Sri Gaur Sundar very, very soon. He came to the place where Mahaprabhu was going to be shaved up by the barber Madhushil and all the devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhar Acharya, those who were there. They were all crying and weeping, and even the barber was crying and weeping that how could he cut the most wonderful, beautiful hairs of Sri Gaura Sundar. But as if inspired by the Lord Himself, Madhushil, the barber, actually cut the hairs, and the hairs falling on the ground, and all the devotees were weeping and crying, and even that the barber, he was in great ecstasy and weeping, he was crying, how could he do that, how could he do that? And then finally the Keshav Bharati, he gave the name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. When he pronounced the name, this Gangadhar, the father of Srinivasa Acharya, he was just absorbed in complete ecstasy. He was crying, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and weeping and weeping. He finally went to his home in Chakandi. When his wife saw him, she also started chanting, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, 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 like that he was chanting. And then the whole town, he was just moving around chanting, Chaitanya, Chaitanya, and Chaitanya. Finally all the townspeople, they came together and said, your name is Chaitanya Das. That's how he gave the name, got the name Chaitanya Das. And then remaining in household life, again he had that, eventually his desire again was there to go and see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So he and along with his wife, they finally decide to go to Sri Jagannath Puri. And when they came, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received them with great love and affection and made wonderful arrangements for their stay, and then sent Govinda and go and take them to take darshan of Sri Jagannath. They in great ecstasy took darshan of Jagannath, and by the desires of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they expressed in front of Lord Jagannath that we would like to have a wonderful son to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Govinda came back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu told Govinda that a beautiful child is going to come and appear, and his name will be Srinivas Acharya. So Mahaprabhu predicted that a beautiful son is going to take birth from the womb of Sri Lakshmi Priya Devi. And Mahaprabhu told Govinda that through Roop and Sanatan I will manifest the Bhakti Shastras, but it is through Srinivas I will distribute those Bhakti Shastras. That is the first book distribution party. Mahaprabhu personally predicted that through them I will distribute these wonderful bhakti literatures which were written by Roop and Sanatan Goswami. And when he was born, his grandfather Balram Vipra, he saw the horoscope chart and he could predict that he's a great personality, a Mahapurush is born. And they were all, he became the most loving son of Chakandi of all the people, and he soon became greatly learned, and he would hear about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his mother regularly, and he would experience great happiness. And when Shri Narahari Sarkar, who was in Shikhanda, when he heard of the great personality Narahari Sarkar also, Narahari Sarkar, another great special personality, was because he was allowed to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of everyone. Otherwise, Lord Chaitanya would not allow everyone to glorify him in front. But Narahari Sarkar was the one whom Lord Chaitanya would allow to glorify him. And when Narahari Sarkar had heard about Srinivas Acharya, he actually came to see him, and then they had. And he instructed our Srinivas Acharya that you should go to Puri to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now begins that series of events, which, of course, different acharyas, different commentaries, but difficult to understand. So Narahari Sarkar instructed him to go, and as soon as he was planning, his father left his body, then he had to make all those arrangements for his mother to take care. He left her to another nearby village where his parents and uncles were there, and then decided to go on to see. At the same time, Lord Chaitanya, before he leaving, he prepared for Srinivas Acharya. He instructed Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami that Srinivas Acharya is going to come, you please instruct him. Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami told him to initiate, and he also told Gadadhar Pandit that when Srinivas Acharya come, you should actually train him in the bhakti literatures in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then as soon as he decided to go on his way, he realized that Lord Chaitanya has already left this planet, his long cherished desire to Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his desire he has been hearing from his childhood, from his birth he was hearing about Sri Mahaprabhu, and when he realized Mahaprabhu has left this world, this planet, he cried in great agony and became unconscious, and Lord Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu appeared in a vision and told him that this was my desire. You go to Sri Jagannath Puri and study from Sri Gadadhar Pandit, who is waiting for you, leave soon, because out of separation he may also leave soon. So go soon. So he goes to Sri Jagannath Puri, beautiful darshan of Jagannath, approaches Gadadhar Pandit. In great ecstasy they embrace each other, and Gadadhar Pandit said that, I was waiting for you, Mahaprabhu told me to instruct in the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, because I cannot bear separation from Mahaprabhu. But there is one problem, that the Srimad Bhagavatam copy which I have, because of tears of Sriman Mahaprabhu and myself, it has been, the ink has been wiped off. Please bring another copy of Srimad Bhagavatam first. So he quickly goes, actually before he decides to go, and meet the devotees of Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and other, all the devotees in Jagannath Puri. He said, anyways, he's in Jagannath Puri, so I'll meet all these devotees. So he spends some time, and then with all this time being spent, he goes to Bengal to Narhari Sarkar, who had by the time arranged the copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. But then as soon as he leaves from there, he realizes that Gadadhar Pandit also left this world. So now left again with great moroseness, another vision appeared, and then he was told that he should go to Vrindavan. And then he was planning then how he'll go to Vrindavan, and finally actually Srimati Jahanava Devi, who had a very very prominent role in all after Mahaprabhu's Leela to uniting all the devotees and organizing wonderful festivals, her role is very very prominent. She had gone to Vrindavan, and she, where there Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami told her to pass on the message to Narahari Sarkar to send Srinivas Acharya immediately, because we may not survive long the separation from Sriman Mahaprabhu. So the message was given to Narahari Sarkar, and then he passed on the message to Srinivas Acharya that you should immediately leave for Vrindavan. So on the way from his place, of course we have to understand that time it was not easy, you just don't get a ticket to train or a bus or tatkal or whatever, it was not possible. You have to walk all these kingdoms, and all those kingdoms were occupied by different Muslims, and who would attack many times the passerbys. So it was not easy traveling at that time. So on his way he decides to go to Navadvip, meet all the devotees, Damodar Pandit, Shuklambar Brahmachari, Ishan, and all the other devotees, and Vishnu Priya Devi, and very happy to see Vishnu Priya Devi's austerities. And then on the way he goes to Shantipur, meets the consort of Sripad Advaitacharya and her two sons. And then on the way he goes to Khardaha, where he meets Jahanava Devi, who actually tells him, go quickly, you have to go quickly. And then on the way he actually goes to Katwa also, and then Shrikhanda again and Jajigram once again to see her aging mother. And at Narahari Sarkar again tells him, you should go quickly, you have been missing. So finally he hurries up and goes quickly. But then just 4 days before he was about to reach Vrindavan, he hears the news that Rup and Sanatan have left this world. Another thunderbolt on him. And hearing this news, he was crying and crying in great ecstasy of separation, which we will see later. And then in great ecstasy he was crying like a madman, fainted on the ground. And another vision where Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami appear, that you should go to Sri Vrindavan, meet Sripa Jiva Goswami, take initiation from Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are waiting for you. So he quickly runs up to Sri Vrindavan Dham, go to Sri Radha Damodar Mandir, offer obeisances to the samadhis of Sripad Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. Jiva Goswami was waiting for him, greets him, receives him, and introduces him to Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who finally gives him initiation. And under his instruction he went to Sripad Jiva Goswami, and under the famous trio, Sri Narottam Das Thakur and Shamananda Pandit and Srinivas Acharya, they studied under Sripad Jiva Goswami. And then Sri Janava Devi, when she had gone to Vrindavan, she had seen the bhakti literatures that so many Goswamis are written. So she wanted those literatures to be distributed all over Bengal and other places. So she requested Jiva Goswami to send someone who's most qualified and most learned and who's most reliable to with all those bhakti literatures to bring to Bengal and the neighboring places. So Jiva Goswami got all the best of his disciples, the three of the best disciples, Shyamananda Pandit Narahari Sarkar, Shyamananda Pandit, our Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur, with all these wonderful arrangements. He personally made arrangement for a huge, large cart with four bullock carts, two men who would drive the cart and 10 armed soldiers, and personally in a large wooden chest, he packed those literatures, the worshipable literatures of Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and all the Goswamis, and packed them, locked them, and arranged all the release papers and toll papers which are required for books to be transferred from one kingdom to another. So then finally they reached with all this party to kingdom of Vana Vishnupur. The famous story of King Bhirambhir, who was a king but having a dacoits also with him, and he was there and he had many astrologers. So dacoits were also very Vedic that time. So he had many astrologers who would know where the treasures are, and his astrologers had told that the great treasure is there in this army, the 10 people who are guarding this, the great, great treasure you should take. So when they reached their kingdom, they saw when all of them were taking rest, then they took that, thinking it to be great valuable jewels, not realizing they were actually the real jewels. They picked it up and bring it in front of the king, and the king in front of all, they're very excited, wow, we got the best of the jewels and the great wealth. And as soon as he opens and he brings forth the writings of Sripad Rupa Goswami, just by seeing the writings of Rupa Goswami, his heart transformed. The beautiful jewel-like writings of Sripad Rupa Goswami and the bhakti which was imbued in those writings just transformed his heart. And he was thinking what a mistake they have done. So he kept those books in a safe place. And then eventually we see how another devotee, Sri Krishna Vallabh, there in that time made good friends with Srinivas Acharya, and finally in the court of King Bhirambhir, one of the Vyasacharyas was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srinivas Acharya actually defeats him, who ultimately also surrenders. And the King Bhirambhir was greatly impressed by the effulgence of Srinivas Acharya. The Acharyas explain, actually Srinivas Acharya is actually the manifestation of the effulgence of Sri Gauranga Sundar, Sri Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is what is his. So then just by seeing the effulgence and hearing from him, he became so impressed, and then finally Srinivas Acharya actually appeared in the dream of King Bhirambhir, and that I am your eternal master and your eternal servant, and one day I will come. So then actually when he meets, and finally they discuss that, please help me with these books. So then he says, oh, this is my mistake, we have taken these books. So then he takes Srinivas Acharya to where the books were kept, and they do a lot of worship and worship those bhakti literatures and receives. And that was the first kingdom probably which Srinivas Acharya, the whole kingdom was converted into a Vaishnava kingdom. His wife, his son also became Vaishnavas. The chanting was made compulsory in all the kingdom, stipulated number of rounds. It was made compulsory. Everyone has to chant these many number of rounds. And then the animal killing was like that. And finally this Srinivas Acharya moved forward. He wanted to meet Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Pandit. He sent the reports to Jiva Goswami, who was also very happy after receiving the news. And finally, when he comes back to his place of Chajigram, he married two wives, Draupadi and Gauranga Priya. And from them had the famous descendants, Emlata Thakurani and others. So in this way, there was a great powerful preaching which happened at that time. His schedule Bhakti Ratnakar describes, he would get up early in the morning and till 10 a.m. he would be reading the bhakti literatures of Goswamis and he will be interpreting them and explaining them. And then till 2 p.m. he would be chanting in seclusion and worshipping their lordships in inner meditations. And then from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. he would be chanting, the congregational chanting, Manohar Shahi Kirtan, the famous Kirtan style was introduced by him. And then the evenings he would discuss Krishna Katha with the devotees in the night. So that was his daily schedule. So that's how this is described as incarnation of ecstasy. It's described how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had actually broken the storehouse of nectar which was there of Krishna Prem, the love of Godhead. And Goswamis, by writing these books, had taken that nectar, the Amrit, and placed in those tangible vessels in the form of those books. And Srinivasacharya was the one who took those vessels with great care and distributed among the sincere souls. So that was Mahaprabhu just broke open the storehouse of nectar, and Goswamis in the form of the books put that in through vessels. Jai Shri Gopal Ji Bhagavan Ki Chai, Sri Radha Gopina Deva Ki Chai. So in this way that nectar was distributed, and we see following in the footsteps Srila Prabhupada not only actually put the nectar vessels into more easily accessible vessels, the condensed of all the bhakti shastras of the Goswamis into small books and wonderful translations and purports which the people of this world could understand, and then distributed also. So that was Srila Prabhupada. He not only condensed those nectars, simplified that nectar, but at the same time also distributed that nectar. So that was the powerful role. The first bus party was inaugurated by Sripad Srinivas Acharya. And another thing, that nectar which was there was actually created in the Madhva Sampradaya, in the true sense, in this world, appeared from Sripad Madhavendra Puri. Because before Sripad Madhavendra Puri, there was no mention of Srimati Radharani or conjugal love in Madhva Sampradaya. So the nectar which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the storehouse which he broke open, was actually created in this material world by Sripad Madhavendra Puri, who introduced the worship of Srimati Radharani, the conjugal love, the feelings of separation, love in separation, the highest esoteric, the rasa of love in separation, which we all worship or revere as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, was introduced or was in this world by Sripad Madhavendra Puri, whose appearance day is also happens to be today. Very briefly, we just discussed this episode of glorifying Madhavendra Puri. Mahaprabhu personally actually glorified Sripad Madhavendra Puri, and just by serving Sri Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri received the special blessings of having Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his disciple. Madhavendra Puri Pad was Ayachak Vritti, Kaviraj Goswami describes. Whatever he would get by Krishna's grace, he would accept, and while moving around, finally he reaches Sri Brajabhumi, and taking darshan of Brajabhumi and performing his wonderful parikrama of Sri Govinda from Sri Giriraj Govardhan, he is bathing in Govindakund, he's chanting his there, and then when a beautiful boy, Gopal, comes with a pot of milk and offers, and then he asks, why are you here sitting here, and why are you not begging and eating, and what type of meditation are you doing? Just by seeing the beautiful form of Sri Gopal, his heart was completely satisfied. That is the beauty of the Lord. When his heart is completely satisfied just by seeing the beautiful form of Sri Gopal, that beautiful boy, Madhavendra Puri explained that I have been traveling and I don't accept whatever comes by Krishna's grace. I accept and ask, who are you? He says, I am a Gwala in this village, but now I have to go and milk the cows. You accept this milk? Madhavendra Puri, with grateful heart, accepts that milk, meditating and remembering the beautiful form of that Gopal, relishing that nectar. That boy immediately gives the pot and immediately leaves that place, disappears in great ecstasy. Sripad Madhavendra Puri was there, satisfied. And then in the night, the vision came. With the same boy, came in his vision and said, "Hey Madhavendra Puripad, I have been waiting for you. When will you come and revive my service in this forest, in the woods, in the jungle? My form of Gopal, who is the Adhipati, who is the proprietor of Sri Govardhan, he is being hidden in the fear of the Yavana kings. It has been hidden for years now, and I've been waiting that you will come and re-establish my service." Madhavendra Puri crying in great ecstasy that he could not recognize his master when he came with the pot of milk in great tears of ecstasy, but then overpowering by the urge to serve, he came with all the Brajabasis, with their axes, they dig open and then found the beautiful deity of Sri Gopal. And a wonderfully festival, they established a beautiful festival of worshipping where they bathed with the hundreds of pots from Govindakund, then they bathed from the Panchagavya, then they bathed from Panchamrit, and then the Mahasnan with ghee, and wonderful scented oils were made, and a huge festival were organized where tens of Brahmanas were making grains of various types of rices and different sabjis, and 7 and 10 devotees were making wonderful chapatis and pakoras and kheers and malpuas, and wonderful feast was being made for the worship of Sri Gopal. And then a beautiful small straw mat boundary temple was made. Gopalji was established. He initiated a few of the Brahmanas, gave them initiation. And gradually all the assets were also established. All the Brajavasis, they had one cow they gave for Sri Gopal's worship. The Mathuravasis, the rich people, they came. Some of them said, "I'll make the wall." Somebody said, "I'll make the temple." Somebody said, "I'll give the vessels for the kitchen." Somebody said, "I'll make the kitchen." So in this way, within a day or two, the whole arrangement for Gopal was made. That was the time of Shripad Madhavendra Puripads. And that is Brajabhumi, Prabhupada writes. Brajabhumi, everyone has a natural desire to serve. So there was no need of that per square foot scheme to be launched or different schemes to be launched. Everything happened in a day or so, just by the desires of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. That was his great love. So then whole beautiful festival happened, and not only from people from the same, different villages people came and offered. So today is Annakoot from this village, another day we Annakoot from another village. So for days the Annakoot ceremony was happening. After some days like this, the worship went on for 2 days. Another vision Shripad Madhavendra Puri had, that Gopal came, that "I am still hot." That is Krishna's love. He wanted to accept service from Sri Madhavendra Puri. And then, "You should go to Sri Jagannath Puri and bring some chandan for me." So he goes immediately ready to go to Sri Jagannath Puri. On the way to Remuna, he saw the beautiful, gorgeous worship of Sri Kirchor Gopinath. It's beautiful worship of Gopinath happening, and then he asked the pujaris there, "What all you offer?" And he's eager to know so that he can do that for Gopalji. And then one of the pujaris explained what are the offerings they make. But one of the offerings is very, very special, which we offer, which is nowhere in this world it is offered. This is called Amrit Keli, which is offered. And Madhavendra Puri, when he heard, "Wow, this is a wonderful offering, world's best. So we should actually, if I can get without my asking something to taste, I would introduce that for Sri Gopal." With that desire, he thought, "Oh, how can I think like this?" He goes to the marketplace and he's chanting there. And then Gopinath's mercy, desire, the pujari, after the offering, he closed the altar and he was taking rest. The pujari, the Lord appeared in the dream of the pujari. "Oh pujari, get up." He just got up, and then pujari told that, "I have kept a pot of kheer behind the curtain which you could not see because of my trick. Immediately come pick that, go to the market and give to Sri Madhavendra Puripad." He was so happy, the pujari. Gopinath came to the dream, he got up, took bath, took the pot of kheer, closed the altar, washed the place, and came. And with his kheer pot, he's crying loudly, "Kshir lahoei, jar naam Madhavpuri, who's Madhavpuri, please come. Tomalagi Gopinath, kshir koila churi." Like that, he's crying in ecstasy and chanting. And when Madhavendra Puripad, he heard, he was in great astonishment and in ecstasy. He came out, accepted that kheer prasad, Brahmana offered obeisances, and with great pleasure, he accepted the kheer. At the same spot, He offered obeisances and realized now the people of this place, because he was chanting loudly, will come to know that Gopinath has stolen kheer for me. I will become famous and people will offer respect. So immediately ran from their place, offered obeisances right there, ran there. And as soon as he ran, he reached Jagannath Puri. As Brajbihari Prabhu was explaining, if the Lord wants to make someone famous, nobody can stop. The fame had reached there. No internet, nothing, no Facebook. But still, if my Lord wants to make someone famous, he doesn't need Facebook or something. It's all famous, the devotees of the Lord. So quickly, he became so famous that... And then finally, he collected all the Jagannath Puri, Chandan and all the Pandas. They were very happy to meet Madhavendra Puri, and then they gave a lot of Chandan and camphor and all the release papers, because Chandan is very, very difficult to travel with and so many Muslims on the way. But he, with great endeavor, they gave a Brahmana and a servant to carry, and with all the release papers and everything was made ready for the Chandan to travel. And finally he comes again to Sri Remuna, and another vision to Madhavendra Puri appeared, that I have become cool, I have received the Chandan which you are bringing for me, and I am non-different from Sri Gopinath. So you apply all the Chandan to Sri Gopinath Dev, and then he explained this desire to all the Pujaris. The Gopinath Pujaris were also very happy, he got Chandan, and then he personally stayed there and saw the Gopinath being applied wonderful Chandan. So in this way, Mahaprabhu personally actually is in great ecstasy when he is speaking this pastime. He is glorifying this pastime. He is saying that, he is telling Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees that see the beautiful love. Puri sama bhagyavana jagata nahir. There is no one more fortunate, Shripad Madhavendra Puri. Pragada premera ei swabhava achar nija dukha vigna adi nakare vichar. The most famous verse of this chapter, which says how one who has love for the Supreme Lord, this is the natural result of intense love for God. The devotee does not consider personal inconveniences or impediments. In all circumstances, he wants to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Does not consider pragada premera ei swabhava achar nij dukha vigna adi nakare vichar. And Shripad Madhavendra Puripad was the embodiment of this principle. Mahaprabhu, while glorifying, he faints in ecstasy and he is chanting the famous verse which Shripad Madhavendra Puri would recite in his last days, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that Kaviraj Goswami explains that only Mahaprabhu, which was the verse which was recited by Srimati Radha Rani, only Mahaprabhu has tasted this poetry. No fourth man is capable of understanding, only Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Shripad Madhavendra Puri. Ei dina dayadra nath he mathura nath kadavalokasya hridayam tvad alok kataram daitam brahmayati kim karomi aham. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? And Prabhupada explains in the purport, beginning from Madhvacharya down to spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri, the Acharya Lakshmipati, there was no realization of devotional service in conjugal love. Sri Madhavendra Puri introduced the conception of conjugal love for the first time in Madhva Sampradaya. And this conclusion of Madhvacharya Sampradaya was finally revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is what we can learn from these pastimes of wonderful great personalities, that this beautiful theme which of this pastime, that pragada premera ei swabhava achar nij dukha vigna adhi nakare vichar. Of course, it's a very, very lofty subject matter, but we can pray to these exalted personalities that one day we can come to a level where we can actually serve the Lord and His devotees without our own personal care or attention or desire. That is what this is. So in conclusion, as we said, it was Shripad Madhavendra Puri who introduced the love of separation, the highest forms of ecstasies of conjugal love. In the storehouse, he deposited that storehouse of in the nectar. And Mahaprabhu personally came, broke open that storehouse of nectar. The Goswamis wrote that, stored that store of nectar in the tangible vessels. And Srinivas Acharya is the one who distributed those storehouse of nectar. And following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, he took those vessels, made it more simplified, more easy for each one of us to understand these bhakti literatures. And in the footsteps of Srinivas Acharya, he actually distributed these books and inspired his followers also to distribute the bhakti literatures. So on this auspicious occasion, praying for their mercy, we beg for their mercy. Shri Radha Raman Devaki, Shri Pad Madhavendra Puri Padaki, Shri Prameshwari Thakur Padaki, Shri Srinivasa Acharya Pad Devaki, Shri Prabhupada Ki. Hare Krishna.